Oh, now you're talking about holy desires. You're stealing all my points. I've got a frog in my throat. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday of the third week of Advent.
Good to see you. So we continue on with reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. And do you want to...
Sure. I actually, right in the intro, it's like the first line. No saint has ever become a saint without having a great desire for sanctity. When I read that, it reminded me of something I remember reading years ago when we did the 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. It's a Marian consecration. He spoke about Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and he referred to when he did, it was a retreat right before he was ordained to the priesthood. He wrote at the very top of his notes, this is what he wrote, "I wish to be a saint and a great saint." Isn't that enough, though? Like, I wish to be a saint and to be a great saint. Could you imagine if you wrote that at the top of every single time you had to write in a journal or every time you looked at your calendar, like on every single day, I wish to be a saint and to be a great saint. Tuesday, I wish to be a saint and a great saint. Wednesday, I wish to be a saint and a great saint. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
Maybe I should do that.
We'll just talk about it.
We'll just talk about it. Can I go into the next thing that's done?
Well,
okay, you want to say something?
Well, this is what I thought is like, if we don't want to be a saint, we won't become a saint.
Yeah, and he actually says that later
on. Okay, I won't steal the thunder.
No, I'm not going to share it, but it's in the
I was just thinking, well, some people like want nothing to do with God. Mm-hmm. Well, then they shouldn't expect God because God isn't going to force himself into their life.
So the next thing that stood out to me is actually something that stood out to Ken too, but I don't want him to steal my points. Holy desires are necessary to the soul in order to advance in the way of perfection. So anyhow, what it was making me think of is, what am I feeding my mind? What am I telling myself over and over? What am I reading? What am I watching? What is the company that I'm keeping? So I feel like whatever it is that we're putting inside of us is how we are going to be living out our life. It's really important our time.
I was going to touch on that later because it kind of leads into something else. Like, what if you don't have the desire to become a saint?
Oh, then just start doing good things.
Well, Saint Alphonsus does get to that too. Mm-hmm. And I won't get to the quote, but he just says, pray. Mm-hmm. No, pray that you would have the desire. Ask Mary to give you the desire. Ask Jesus to give you the desire. So it shows an openness, desire to be a saint. So that's a starting point. But to add to your point, I think we have to guard ourselves from things that steal that desire, mm-hmm. which are a litany of things that you just mentioned.
Right, or even just getting too busy. You know, like sometimes we can overfill the schedule and then it's like all of a sudden now we don't have time to do family rosary. We don't have time to do catechism with the kids, you know.
Something that I think also steals our desires are just TV or podcast or the news. I mean, if you flip on the national news... What is it? Is that really truth? Is that the truth that's going to help you grow in your relationship with God? And how much of that you're watching is just really satisfying curiosity? Like, how much of that do we really need to know? I'm not saying that you can't watch the news. Most of it, I think, is propaganda anyway, but that's another video. But is it helping? Because if it's stealing peace, is it stealing us away from God? Is it causing us to be cynical? Well, then maybe we should stop. Same with podcasts. Same with even watching other people on YouTube. Are they encouraging you in your Catholic faith and in your desire to grow in sanctity, or are they detracting? Mm-hmm. Same could be said also with relationships. Sometimes we do have relationships that steal that desire to be a saint. Mm-hmm. And we have to guard our hearts about that. But then surround ourselves with people who want that. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a beautiful conversation to have when you have friends and you ask, you know, what is God doing in your life? And they're able to tell you. Mm-hmm. What a blessing. Mm-hmm. Or what are you learning about Jesus? Or what are you learning about your faith? And you have friends that are able to tell you and give you an answer. Those are really important friends. You got to hang on to them. Invest into those relationships. I'm so grateful. So grateful that we have friends in our life where we can sit down and say, what is Jesus doing in your life? Tell me what you're learning. That's my favorite question. What are you learning? I love to learn from people.
He who wishes to reach the top of a high mountain will never reach it if he has not a desire to do so. This will give him courage and strength to undergo the fatigue of ascending Otherwise, he will halt at the foot, wearied and discouraged.
Have you climbed some mountains? I have. I've climbed many. Not recently.
You mean with like six children behind you?
Prior to marriage, I would do that kind of regularly when I had the opportunity. And the reason why I climbed to the top of mountains is because I wanted to. I had a desire to ascend to the top. And it's hard. You get fatigued. You get tired. You want to give up. You have those false summits where you think you're at the top and then you get there and you realize, oh, I still got a long way to go. You have to have the desire to ascend or you don't climb. With the spiritual life, it's true. You have to have the desire to want to be a saint mm-hmm. because otherwise you don't have the courage. It is too hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard. Like, who wants to sacrifice? We're too selfish. At least I am. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to fast. I don't want to do acts of self-denial. Often I don't want to pray. So we need the courage and that desire to be a saint to motivate us. And once again, if we lack that holy desire, we'll refer back to a couple of minutes ago where we talked about what you can do.
Mm-hmm. That actually reminds me of a homily that we heard like years ago, where this priest was talking about climbing the mountain to grow in holiness. And some people climb mountains of different kinds, and they work really hard to get to the top. But he's like, if that mountain is not leading you to Christ, you get off of it now. Courage then, make haste, for there is no time to lose. What can be done today, we may not be able to do tomorrow. St. Bernardine of Siena used to say that one moment of time is of as great value as God himself, for at each moment we may gain God, his divine grace, and higher degrees of merit.
Wow.
So I think, you know, how often people will be like, oh, I'll get back to church when I'm older, or I'll pray that rosary when I'm a grandma, or I will start reading the scriptures when I have a bit more time.
Or we'll finish the rosary, do the whole family rosary when the kids get a little bit older and it's not so chaotic.
Yeah, but that was us too, right?
That was our excuse.
Yes.
I would say that was our excuse.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not hard.
It's hard.
But God hasn't called us to a life of ease. But anyhow, I think we are not owed tomorrow, so we don't know. So we need to do the good that we can do today. And to be open to his spirit so that we know what it is he's calling us today to do.
Now, are you discouraged? Because it comes like, I don't have that this holy desire maybe. You don't feel like you want to be a saint and you feel discouraged. St. Alphonsus has some encouragement for you.
Everything comes to an end. Our life, be it a contented or a discontented one, will also come to an end. But eternity will never end. That little which we have done for God will alone console us at death and throughout eternity. The labor will be short. The crown, which is already in sight, will be immortal.
Guys, isn't that so good?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
The little that we struggle with right now, whatever it is, it shall come to pass. But that which we labor for through prayer, sacrifice, penance, sacramental life, virtue, will be an eternal reward for us, an eternal one, not a temporal one. But think about how much people labor for things that are so temporary.
Mm-hmm, for those perishable crowns.
The perishable crowns. Mm-hmm. You are striving right now for that eternal one. So be encouraged. Whatever you are struggling through and whatever practices and prayers and disciplines you take upon yourself, mm-hmm. No, it's worth it. Eternally worth it. Mm-hmm. So I think we're done, huh?
Yeah. That was a good reminder. Thanks for that.
So please share below what stood out to you and why. We'd love to learn from you. Click right up there to pray the rosary along with us. And of course, we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.